World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I don't know if I've ever been more, had more anticipation about a show than the show that we're getting ready to do here today. And I look up and our some people are having trouble connecting. I don't know why. I'm not blaming anybody, not blaming Jared, not blaming anything. But I know some of you are having a hard time getting in. So I'm kind of stalling here a minute. I look, it's only about 73 in the queue. We normally have well over 100 that are in here. Mark, Sam, Mark Harrington's trying to get in here. Maybe we can do Mark tomorrow. Some of you, I've become aware that when you log in, it just spins. Go to Coach Dave Live, it just spins and spins and spins and spins. You go to YouTube, it spins. You go to Facebook, it spins. You go to Twitter, and it just spins. You can't get in here. We're working on it. I don't know what it is. We're working hard to try to make this whole thing work for everybody. And I'm just stalling because it's Debbie Perkins says she had to sign in again this morning. I'm reading what it says in the chat. Yada, yada, yada. So anyway, golly, I get a lot. I want Mark Harrington to join us because I was trying to set Mark up to come in for a few minutes at the beginning. So I'm kind of running in place. I'm on a treadmill here. Okay. I'm just kind of stalling, waiting for to see if Mark can get in here. Cause I got, man, oh man, I got Lord's moving, man. I got some things to share with you here. Jeff Klein, you in here this morning, Jeff? I know Jeff's coming in. Yeah. Okay. I'll get you in here a second, Jeff. Okay. Everything's going off here. Okay, cool. Listen, we always tell you this. If you can't get in, go to CoachDaveLive.com afterwards. People say, well, Coach, I don't want to watch it afterwards. I want to watch it live. I want to watch it live. I want to interact with the people in there. I know you do. So we're doing everything we can to try to make sure we get everything up and running. And Jared's connecting with Mark Harrington right now because I want to get Mark in here right at the beginning because he has something going on. But folks, please listen to me a second. I'm looking over here a second. Do not go away. Okay. Don't go away. This is going to be something. But while we're waiting this morning, I'm going to pull up created equal there on the screen. If you can, my brain went dead. The heck's your name? Jeezy, Cram, I was going to say Connor, but I got a lot going through my head today. Bear with me, all right? I'm telling you, if we could see the synapses going through this head right now. My wife always says to me, honey, you don't listen. And I said, it's not that I don't listen. I said, I got a million things running through there, and it's hard for me to tap in all the time, all right? It's hard to tap in. Mark Harrington's with Created Equal. I don't know, is he in here yet? Spencer, do we have him in here yet? Okay, because guys, you guys all know about Mark Harrington and Created Equal and the way they fight abortion and Lexi Hall and all the young people they get out and pushing back against it. And Mark has a new initiative that he wants to make people aware of that we can all help with. So as soon as Jared can get him connected, or maybe he's not. What do you think, Spence? Is he going to be able to get him connected? 3 or 4 minutes. I got to talk for 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, I'm going to talk for 3 or 4 minutes.
Come on, Coach. It's like watching a football game, and the clock is ticking, and the coach is on the sideline, and he doesn't know to call a play, and everybody's going, come on, call a play.
I got 30 plays I'm trying to call. Let me call this play. All right?
There we go, buddy.
Our daughter Maggie is going to have a little boy.
Now, there you go. How awesome.
That's the same. That's the same Maggie that lost a little boy. I don't know how many months it was ago. She lost a little boy, and she's been under a lot of fear and everything because she lost the last one, and she didn't want to tell anybody. And she finally went to the midwife yesterday and went to the ultrasound guy. There's a little boy in there, and man, oh man, the technology that they can do now. They did a video of that little guy in there. Looks just like his daddy. That's always a good thing, isn't it? Look like his daddy. And okay. Oh my goodness. So praise the Lord. We're blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. And continue to pray for Maggie and for Isaiah and that little boy. David's going to have a cousin that's a boy. Get all that estrogen away from him. So I got that to talk about, which is a miracle. I got the other stuff. Listen, don't go away today. Okay, Mark, are you in here? They told you.
I'm here.
Okay, Mark. Man, I got created equal up on the screen right now. I got people begging cool. to get in there and hear what you got to say. So, brother, come on in and talk to us about what you got.
Well, the first thing is I'm a grandfather, too.
Awesome.
Just as of a couple of weeks ago, we haven't announced it. Well, now I have, I guess. But I'm well behind you, Coach. This is my first.
Number seven, we got a little guy up laying up under the cross. Number eight, and I may have some breaking news for you later on as well. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to congratulate you. You're well Thanks. Ahead of me, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I'll ever catch up.
Nope.
Anyway, I'm at the State House this morning. I'm meeting with some people. Listen, I'm not a politico. You know that.
I know that.
But there's a group down here trying to get this Life at Conception Act started again at our State House. 2 years ago, we passed the heartbeat bill. You guys know that. Little to nothing's happened down here. We're trying to get it going again. So I meet with a group of people from around the state who are political people. And we'll meet with state reps and that kind of thing this morning. You know my job. I'm an agitator. That's my role.
Amen.
But I'm here to announce, I don't know if you guys are following the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn, but Lubbock, Texas.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yubby. Yes.
Amen,
yes.
Baby. You gotta love Texas, right? But Lubbock, Texas is the first state, our first city of its size to ban abortion within the city limits, the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn. 264,000 people live in Lubbock. They voted 62-37 to ban abortion within the city limits. It's huge, baby. I mean, this is the 26th state, city that has outlawed abortion as part of the sanctuary cities. So,
Mark, let me stop for a second. Folks, listen. See, this is what we have got to learn. We have to learn to fight with the enemy's weapons, right? They've used sanctuary cities for the immigrants, right? For the people running over the border. And nobody stopped them. Nobody said anything about it. And now we said, okay, well, let's get a sanctuary city for the preborn, saying they're not allowed to kill babies here in Lubbock, Texas. And Mark, there is an abortion clinic in Lubbock, Texas. Is there not?
That's right. Planned Parenthood set up there last year. So this is the first city that's outlawed abortion with a clinic actually in it, honestly. The others have done it as a preemptive kind of preventative measure to keep them from coming in. These folks voted to get them out.
Run them out. Run them out.
Run them out.
Hey, Mark, has Planned Parenthood fought back yet?
Well, they're consulting.
Yeah, I bet they are.
But right now, there are no abortions that we know of taking place in Lubbock. They're not performing or committing abortions at the Planned Parenthood there. So that's all good news.
Amen. So what you got going, Mark?
We're doing it here in Ohio, and I need your folks to jump in, man. If you live in Ohio and you want to get involved with the local effort to ban abortion and outlaw it within your city limits, you need to go to our website at sanctuarycitiesfortheunbornoh.com and just fill out. There's a little questionnaire there, and just fill it out, and we'll take a look at it, and we'll work with you if it makes sense to outlaw abortion in your city. And if you live outside of Ohio, just go to the main website. That's sanctuarycitiesfortheunborn.com. That's the national site. Doesn't matter if you live in Ohio or else. It doesn't matter.
Okay, Mark, Mark.
All politics are local, Coach.
Amen, you know, brother. By the way, all politics is the gospel, folks. It is the gospel. Now, Mark, come on, Mark. Real quickly here. Well, I need 4 hours today. Mark, because there are going to be those in the pro-life, I hate to even say that, the movement who are going to criticize you, Mark. This is not abolition, Mark. You're a sellout, Mark. You're a sellout. It's guys like you, Mark, that have allowed them to continue to kill babies. It's all your fault, Mark. You're wasting your time, Mark. What do you say to that, Mark?
Well, that's what they always do, isn't it?
Our own team.
I mean, have you ever been on a football team that wasn't united? You don't win.
Well, Mark, I threw guys off the team before. That's what I did.
All right. I mean, there are a lot of plays to call. We don't just have one play to call. There are plenty of plays to call. We got to call them all and figure out which ones work. And some of them will work better than others, and some won't work at all. But you don't know until you try.
That's
right. That's what we're doing. And it's at the local level, which everybody's sick of it with Washington, D.C. They're tired of what's going on there.
Overturning Roe. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, like Biden says. Come on, man. I mean, this is a no-brainer. You don't want abortion in your city? Outlaw it. Stop it from happening. That's what this does. It also provides a civil action for a private citizen to sue Planned Parenthood, which is another thing they're worried about because they don't want these lawsuits. If they perform an abortion or commit one within the city, it's illegal. Then you can sue. The father or the mother can sue them killing the
grandpa,
baby.
Can the grandpa sue for killing the baby? We'll find out. We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, folks, I want you to get involved in this. This is sweeping the country now. It is.
All right, Mark. So listen, you got to run to a meeting, and I got to run on. Where do they go? I'm at your website right now, createdequal.org, right?
Yes, but best do this. SanctuaryCitiesForTheUnbornOH.com if you live in Ohio. Fill out the questionnaire if you want to get involved. If you're outside of the state of Ohio, go to SanctuaryCitiesForTheUnborn.com. That's the national site. And Mark Lee Dixon, who heads up the national effort, is the guy that'll be back in touch with you. And we'll check in and see if we can get this done in your city.
Mark, we appreciate what you do, man.
Amen.
Let us know how we can help. Go Lexi. Go Evangeline. Go all of them, man. Go, Mark.
All right, brother. Thanks
Mark, I don't think you're an enemy for the preborn. I don't think you are. Huh?
Listen, you know, we shouldn't fight those who fight abortion. Let's fight those who want to keep child killing legal. Let's fight them.
Let's turn the guns on the right people. God bless you, Mark.
Right. All right, thanks, man. We'll see you.
Thanks for all you do. Patrick, we'll come in, then John, then Larry. Hey, folks, I'm going to give you a few minutes here. I got somewhere I got to go today. Okay. Hey, Jeff Klein, get ready. I'm going to bring you in. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the whole sanctuary city thing as far as when we talk about the constitutionality of this stuff, the reason that sanctuary cities get away with being sanctuary cities is the fact that the federal government, according to the Constitution of the United States, is responsible for immigration enforcement, not state and local governments. So what they're basically doing is saying, well, we're not going to enforce laws that we're not required to enforce. But Roe versus Wade actually mandates that you can't outlaw abortion. So I understand the argument, and I totally understand what Mark was saying, but we have like a constitutional problem right here that
defy him, Patrick. We have to defy it, man. Go ahead, John Diamond shaking his head. No, go ahead, John. No, you're muted. You're muted.
The Supreme Court used the 14th Amendment to the Constitution to justify their involvement in states' rights. That's what I deal with in my book, Fighting the Next American Revolution. You need to read that book. They have no authority Pennsylvania and tell us we have to allow abortion. They have no authority. Roe v. Wade is an unconstitutional overreach of power, period.
They have no authority. Larry, come on in.
Yeah, you know, talking about our side fighting our side, perfection is different in everybody's eyes. So those folks that are fighting Mark Harrington because his plan isn't perfect according to them, guess what? Their perfect is probably not God's perfect, because God says his ways are different and his ways are not understandable. So all you perfectionists out there, get over it. Get on the team and let's win.
Larry, they're Johnny come latelys anyway. They're 30 somethings. They're guys. I know guys that were in jail for 30 months. 30 months. And then these Johnny come latelys want to come and tell them how they were wrong, man. How they were wrong. These guys got stripes on their backs. Don't get me going. Jack, come on in, and then Dale. You got to unmute, Jack. Dale, get ready. I got somewhere I'm going this morning.
Yep. The way we're doing it in Maine is because it's so spread out, we've got such a good Second Amendment feeling in Maine. We're getting Second Amendment cities and towns, and then as soon as we get enough of those as Second Amendment sanctuaries, we're going to the county and say, we're going to be a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment, a sanctuary county. As soon as they do that, we're going to slap them with a sanctuary city for babies, because then they have no way to back out.
Go get them, Jack. Go get them, Dale.
Guns,
Dale.
But not babies, really.
Come on in, Dale. God bless you, Jack.
Amen.
Hey, guys,
brother.
When you're done, unmute. Take your hand down when you're done, so I know you're not trying to get back in there. Go ahead, Dale.
Amen, brother. I just want to piggyback off of what John Diamond had said, that Supreme Court, a court, period, does not make law. All they have in their it's the penumbra. They find some mystical word that they want to interpret to say what they said, because they cannot make law. And
they're God haters.
A lie spoken many, many times doesn't make it truth. It's still a lie.
It's still a lie, baby. It's still a lie. It's still a lie. Listen, two things I got to do. Then I got to get Jeff Klein in here. Folks, look, I went out. I am not a medical doctor, okay? I'm not a medical doctor. I'm going to say this again. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't provide medical advice. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I have up on the screen, Dr. Lee Merritt, the medical rebel. She will provide for you ivermectin. She will give you hydroxychloroquine. There it is. We're going to put that in the chat. Okay. They are so after Sherry Tenpenny. Folks, this is biological warfare. I don't care whether you get it or not. Now, I'm going to tell you something I did, okay? Me. You don't have to do it, okay? I went to my local farming fleet. You guys have farming fleets? I went to my local farming fleet yesterday, and I bought a tube, several tubes of ivermectin. They said, well, that's for horses. Well, I'm going to show you a study today. I don't care what it's for. And you open up the ivermectin. $3.99. $3.99. There's your ivermectin. Now, Dale, whose wife's a nurse, God bless her, God bless him, said, no, we need to take it in pill form, yada, yada, yada. Folks, listen, I went out and I purchased this. Are you listening to me? Because I don't know what's coming over the hill. I don't have any idea what is coming over the hill. For $3.99, apple flavored, by the way, you can get enough to do a 1,250-pound animal or 10 250-pound people. So I'm telling you this as a preventative safety measure. I went to Farm and Fleet, and I got it. And I have a study right here that shows, oh, well, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. $3.99. And there up on the screen right now is a study that I will put down in the chat room. Ivermectin, safe for animals and humans. And it goes through the exact same. Just because the FDA hasn't approved it doesn't mean it's not safe. And by the way, if we get into a real, real emergency with the shedding and everything that's going on with these fools that are taking the vaccinations, and another round comes about, this stuff could be gold. Go get some ivermectin at your local animals. I walked into Farm and Fleet. They got it. I want it in the tube. I want it in the tube. The girl said, oh, that's around the corner. There it is. All you do, you take this thing off right here, squeeze off the top, and it's got like butter in there. Take a little bit of butter. Hey, I'm not a doctor, okay? I'm not a doctor. But I'm going to tell you something. I'll show you the study. It works. Patrick, you're stressed. What are you stressed with, Patrick? Look stressed there.
Coach, I just don't mess around with horse. Like, you don't mess with horse stuff. Like, you can be a horse's ass, but please don't mess with things that belong in a horse's ass. This is a problem. I can't get behind that. Literally.
Okay.
Don't want to get behind that.
Okay. I am behind it, and you don't have to. I've got it at home.
I hear you. Okay.
I haven't taken it yet, folks. Huh? Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I know this to be true. I know this. I got some people want to jump in here. Ricky Miller is alive today. I'm going to tell you why Ricky Miller is alive today. There he is up on the screen. Let me tell you something. I'm going to let Jeff come in. I'm going to talk about this. I know this. That guy that you're looking at had his ventilator taken out yesterday. They told Ricky Miller, they told him 10 days ago, they told Jeff 10 days ago that he had zero chance of living. Ricky had zero chance of living. They told him 10 days ago. Now, Jeff Klein will never say this, but Jeff Klein saved Ricky Miller's life. You know why Jeff Klein saved Ricky Miller's life? Because he showed up every day at the hospital. And the doctors and the nurses knew Jeff Klein was watching over Ricky. Now, I want you to stop and think a minute. How many of you know of somebody who was in the hospital, and what did they say? No visitors, no visitors. Nobody allowed to come in and be an advocate for him. No visitors. And what happens to those people who don't get any visitors? They die. They die. Because they told Jeff Klein at the hospital that they only want to keep them on the ventilator for 10 days. Why 10 days? I don't know. I wonder if it has anything to do with government reimbursement after 10 days. I don't know. I'm just asking a question. So Jeff and Ricky's wife, Vicky, continued to go to the hospital. Continued to go to the hospital. Continued to be an advocate for Rick. They told Jeff a week ago, Rick had zero chance of living. Zero. Now listen, folks. We know this is a miracle of Almighty God, all right? It's a miracle of Almighty God that they took that oxygen tube, they took that ventilator off of Ricky, and he's breathing on his own, folks. He's breathing on his own. But it's a miracle because Jeff Klein made himself available that the Lord could work the miracle through Jeff Klein. Do you understand this, friends? Do we understand what's going on here? You understand it? So Ricky is now, after a week ago, zero chance to be alive. Zero chance, they told him. Jeff and Vicky could have just gone home and said, oh, isn't it awful about Ricky? And every day, Jeff got in his car and drove over there and took Vicky over there, and they prayed over Ricky, and they read the Bible over Ricky, and they continued to share the gospel all in that hospital room. And yesterday, when the decision was made after 10 days that they were going to take Ricky's ventilator off, that they were ready, they were going to probably let him die, except Jeff and Vicky and Pastor Bill are there looking over their shoulders, sort of, right? And they took that ventilator out, and what the heck happened? Why, Ricky started breathing. I'm giving the story secondhand. Jeff, come on in here real quick. Come on in, Jeff. Tell me. Huh? Listen, I got this. Oh, listen. Lori, hang on, Jeff. Lori says after 2 weeks, the inside of your throat starts to break down. So you can either need. Wow. Good, Lori. I didn't know this. Lori's a nurse. After 2 weeks, inside the throat starts to break down. So you either need to come off the ventilator or get a I've done that, whatever it is. So 10 days is important. Jeff, didn't mean to tell your story, but I'm telling your story. Come on in.
Well, Coach, first and foremost, I want to put a big thank you out there to one individual, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Woohoo!
We believed. We've been on it. This man's going to live. This man's going to live. I mean, we've had phone calls. I mean, you talk about it. Pastor Bill's brother's not even a Christian. He called and told him, he said, brother, he said, that cantankerous old man that I met, he's going to live. Pastor Bill's talked to nurses, pharmacists, you name it. It's crazy, but when they pulled that thing off him yesterday, he's giving us a thumbs up and he's smiling. It was crazy. We get into his room and they said, told him, don't talk. Well, he wants to start talking. But we watched his oxygen level at about 83 or 84 when they pulled it off. And I asked the doctor, when he come in and sit down with all of us, because I mean, we're up against the doctors. We're up against family members.
They are literally what they call pulling the plug. If Ricky cannot breathe on his own, go ahead, Jeff.
Last Wednesday, that doctor told us, he said, here's his lungs, showed us a picture. He said, they are bad. He said, when we pull this, it's pretty much a 0% chance that he's going to make it. The air that's built up in his body is going to come rushing in like a strong force, collapse in lungs against the heart, basically suffocate the heart, stop it from pumping blood, and he will die. We're sitting there with Ricky, and he even started joking with us yesterday a little bit, the way he does. You know what I mean? So we watched his oxygen level. We're looking up, and it's at like 83. And right before that, the machine had been turned way back. It's going down, and the meds are off of him, so he knows what's going on. And I asked the doctor, I said, now, wait a minute, because it was just all doom and gloom. This could happen, and that could happen, and this could happen. And we're looking at each other, me and Pastor Bill, like, well, what if it don't? So we watched his level go from 83, 84, and then it went to 87 within 1 hour. And then it went to 90, then it went to 92, and then 93, 94. It was up as high as 98. We just kept watching, and we're like, my goodness. This is incredible. He's about 98%. So, you know, it was just, and the looks on the faces of all the staff, the nurses, doctors, and the family members standing around there. And we got lots of hugs with Ricky's family members and smiles. You know what I mean? It was a turning point. The people that witnessed this, the miracle that Jesus performed on Ricky. Now, Vicky texted me this morning. And he had a little struggle through the night, but like Pastor Bill told him, and we told the doctors and the family, we all said, hey, he's probably going to struggle a little bit. You know, he's been through the mill on this thing, but we have seen miracle after miracle after miracle, things happening. I mean, I can't even list them all. It just takes too long. But that focus last Thursday was Pastor Bill called me at 8 a.m. and he said, we can't look past the miracles to get to the miracle. The miracles just keep happening. So I guess through the night, his oxygen level dropped to something like 83 or something, which is still pretty darn good for, that's what it was right when he come off of it.
I know healthy people have sleep apnea. They have trouble sleeping at night, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. So they got the little bag oxygen, little mask on him, which is cool. It ain't that big thing rammed down his throat. And they said it was probably, the nurse, night nurse said, probably from the stressful event yesterday, because it was stressful. It had me, Pastor Bill, and Vicky, had four of his family members in there. There was a lot of us in that room at one point after he started coming around. You know what I mean? And here's Ricky. You know Ricky well, too. And the people that rode in that van with him know him. So we get ready to leave. We're in there yesterday morning about 10:30. So about 5 o'clock, we're ready to head back. All them family members in there, and they don't want any more than three in the room. So we said, hey, we'll bow out of here. We got to accomplish what we wanted. He's breathing. He's alive. So we look at him and say, Ricky, we're leaving. We're going to go home, buddy. We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. You ought to have seen the looks Ricky gave us. My goodness. He was mad. Mad. I mean, the looks were so stern at us. We're like, Rick, we got to go. And he's looking at us like, How dare you? Where are you going? Here it was. We start asking. He thought he was just going to get that trach out, and he was leaving. We were leaving without him in the car. My goodness. The old cantankerous old Ricky C. Miller was mad as a wet hen. So I think that's probably really – and then I guess the relatives, he looked at them after we left, like, which one of you are taking me? He just didn't understand right at the moment. He can't leave yet. You know what I mean?
Folks, listen.
But he wanted out of there. He's ready to go.
We need to continue to pray for Ricky. We've seen miracles already. Continue to pray for Ricky. He's I don't know, 68, 69 years old. He's been laying in the hospital been laying in the hospital for 6 weeks. He's 74.
74. And they kept saying his age. And we're all that.
How many others are they killing in those hospitals, folks? Huh? How many more? So listen, I want to show you something. Jeff, if you can mute there a second. Folks, pull up there real quick for me, Spencer. It says trees. Trees. I got this morning. Hey, this is Jeff Klein, okay? This is Jeff Klein. I think I sent it as a standalone, Spencer. I think I sent it as a standalone. It says trees. It's on my Facebook page, I think, maybe. Lord, where is that thing?
Hey, Coach, real quick, I just wanted to say something. Vicky said to me yesterday, she said, so as soon as they took the ventilator out, she said she went up and got close to his face and said, you did it, honey. And he said, what's the game plan? And she said, what do you mean? And he said, where are my clothes? She said, they're in the closet. He said, well, get them. When are we leaving?
Oh my goodness! Oh, hang on here. I'm trying to get something to Spencer here. Hang on. I think this is it, Spencer. I'm sorry. I thought you already had it. I'm always me. Okay. It's been a stinking miracle, folks. I got this morning, and I want to say this again. I want to say this again. Ricky Miller's alive today because of Jeff Klein. Because of his friend.
Amen.
Because of his friend. Yes, we know the Lord worked through Jeff. We understand all that. We understand it all. But Jeff Klein saved his friend's life. Now, hang on. Hold that right there a second, folks. And I can't emphasize to you enough how many people are dying in those hospitals that don't have an advocate. Jeff started showing up when he was in Mount Vernon. Jeff started showing up when he was at the Riverside Hospital. Jeff went down there every day. Every day, went down there every day and stood vigil over Ricky and prayed over Ricky and read the Bible over Ricky. Jeff Klein is responsible for Ricky Miller being alive today. And I saw this on Facebook today, and I thought, man, oh, man. This is off of TikTok. I'm not a big TikTok fan. But listen to this. This is Jeff Klein. Go ahead.
Listen, I put everybody come in my life in the category of a tree. Some people are like leaves on a tree. The wind blow, they over here. They unstable. That's all right. That's some people. Most people in the world are like that. They just there to take from the tree. They ain't there to do nothing but take and give shade every now and then. That's all they can do. But don't get mad at people like that. That's who they are. They will never be nothing. That's what they put on this earth to be, but be what they are, a leaf. Some people are like a branch on that tree. You got to be careful with them branches, too, because they'll fool you. They'll get there and make you think they're a good friend and they're real strong, but the minute you step out there on them, they'll break and leave you high and dry. If you find you two or three people in your life that's like the roots at the bottom of that tree, you are blessed, because that's them the kind of people that ain't going nowhere. If them roots wasn't there, that tree couldn't live. A tree can have 100 million branches, but only a few roots down at the bottom to make sure it get everything it needs. I'm telling you something. When you get you some roots, hold on to them. But the rest of them, let it go. Just let it go. Let folks go.
Jeff Klein's a root.
Listen.
Jeff Klein's a root. He ain't a leaf that blows here and there. He ain't a leaf. He's not a branch that breaks off when the pressure gets too high. Jeff Klein's a root, folks. He's a root. And you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to raise up roots in this huddle. We're trying to raise up uncompromising, unflinching men and women. That's what we're trying to do in here, right? The times are going to get tough. They're going to get tough. And we need roots not leaves, and not branches. Come on in, Alan.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Let me say this. Ricky Miller is the route that I followed the example of. Ricky Miller would have been there for me, and that's why I told people, they're like, aren't you? What about your car lot? What, how are you selling cars? I said, I don't care. If I was laying there, Ricky would be by that bed carrying his Bible in there to come to my bedside. And I'll say this, Vicky Miller, it's been mind-blowing for her. Remember how Pastor Flip Benham used to always teach us, we'd go someplace, it's always go with your Bible in hand. Just carry it. You don't have to Bible thump them, but just carry it so they see it. Every day she's been coming out that garage door, holding that Bible up in the air, and then we call Michelle, and Michelle prays over us. I'm telling you, it's a ritual every day.
Has Michelle been a prayer warrior or what?
Oh, my goodness. We call up, I say, Reverend Michelle, it's time to pray. Vicky's in the car. We're ready to go. And, buddy, she hammers it. And me and Vicky just are amen and hallelujah and laughing after we get done with her. Vicky just loves Michelle. She's like, that's Vicky's route. Yeah. So then I wish we could get a picture of this. Yesterday, because, you know, we're carrying our Bibles in every day, me and Vicky. Then we come in with the A-team, me, Vicky, and Pastor Bill, Bibles in hand, and we were in out of that room four or five times walking to that hospital. Everywhere we go, our Bibles in our hand. You know what I mean? It was, we got to pray with one of the nurses yesterday. We found out, he said, coming out of the room, when Ricky was breathing, he come off the ventilator, but not, he come in, looked at Ricky, give Ricky knuckles. He said, Ricky, you're my buddy. He said, boy, we've been praying a lot, haven't we? This guy's been in there praying with Ricky, and we didn't even know it. So me and Pastor Bill had prayer over him at the nurse's station. I mean, it was a great event. It was great.
Amen. Amen. Let me get some others in here real quickly. Let's go with Alan Zeifer, then Emma, then Myra. Go, Al. Unless you
hey, Coach, on that ivermectin, I used to have plot hounds, and I had 12 of them, so I couldn't afford to take them rascals to the vet and all this. So I used ivermectin on them, Coach. It kills heartworms. It kills intestinal worms. It kills stomach worms. It kills ticks, fleas, the whole nine yards.
Hey,
I was sick with that crap. I took the ivermectin, Coach. It knocked it right out. The second dose, I took one, and one day, 2 days later, I took another dose of it, gone. And so this wormer is not to stick up a dog's butt. You eat. That's why it tastes like an apple, so the horse will eat it. But here's the thing, Coach. The big thing that I'm saying, the only reason why I'm getting on here is because Genesis chapter 6 is happening all over again. When Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah, they're splicing genes. This is a man-made genetic spliced. I got a video on virus. How can a horse wormer kill a virus, Coach? So you know it's man-made.
Huh? That's right, folks. So listen, I'm not telling you to go out and get this stuff and eat it. I'm telling you to store it. You don't know what's coming down the road. We don't know what's coming down. Hey, folks, there's so much information out there now about the fact that this thing is not even a virus. Oh, my goodness, so much. So, hey, you don't have to take it. Maybe you can get ivermectin from Dr. Lee Merritt. I pray you can. Farm and Fleet. $3.99 in case of emergency. That's why I got it. Come on in, Myra.
Good morning, Saints. In regard to the ivermectin or stromectol, generic name, excellent information. Thank you, Coach. And because what's going on is that although we still have to use the mask. Many places of employment, they're not asking you to wear the mask because the people around you have been vaccinated and it's psychological. They think it's safe, so they're not wearing the mask. But you have, I mean, you're at the point where you'll be around people that have been vaccinated all the time. You have no choice. Because you need to earn the living. So I'm definitely going to get the medication. And I want to read a Bible verse, Psalms 91:116. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Coach. God bless you.
Yes, you got to dwell there. You got to dwell there. So I talked to Ohio Brett yesterday. He's down in Florida where they canceled all the mandates. No mask mandates, no social distancing. The governor said, throw them in the lake. And Brett, are they still doing it, Brett?
Hey, Coach, it is sad. It is a lie. Everybody knows that I go back and forth between Ohio and Florida over this last 16 months. 2 weeks down here, 3 weeks in the field in Ohio. So, Coach, I'm coming down. My parents live in St. Augustine. Girlfriend's in Florida. I got to get gas, right? Get an enterprise rental back. I'm so excited. I crossed the border in Florida. It's open, right? No, everybody with masks. I'm at a truck stop. I'm like, what? What? Take the mask off. Didn't the governor say that? And then they stare down at their feet, walk in, pay for their gas. A couple guys had no mask. They're looking at me like, yeah. And then the employees all had masks on. I said, what? Hey, guys. Hey, take the mask off. And the governor said, no mask. Nope, corporate. Corporate rules. Corporate rules. Okay. I get my gas, get down to Fort Lauderdale. Got to go to the grocery store. Like Kroger's down here, they call them Publix. I'm the only one in the whole Publix, no mask. Only one. And sure enough, the cart boy, hey, sir, you want a mask? No, thank you. Manager, assistant manager, not the real manager. He smiles because he knows me. I said, nope. And then I go to check out. Some little high school girl, sir, you can't check out here. I said, what? I get the manager. And the manager comes over, sure enough, checks me out, no problem. It is not open. It's a joke.
It is open. It is open. But people aren't acting like it's open, right?
I apologize. It's always been open. We, the people, have let it be closed. It's a shame on me because I didn't get more active. This is my fault.
Amen. Roger, come on in. Then Larry. Rog, unmute yourself, bud. Larry, while we wait on Roger.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the roots thing. You know, trees, they have more roots underground than you see branches above ground.
Right.
And the roots underground are what keep that tree alive. Without them, that tree would be dead. And yet they get no glory. They get no notice. They don't make the front page of magazines, but they are what counts.
I'd rather have Jeff Klein than Anthony Fauci, that's for sure. Come on in, Craig.
Hey, Coach. Yes. Yesterday I put in about America's frontline doctors, which you got up there. I don't know if you, however you got to it, that's good. The next thing at 7:36, I put in a link. This is the Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance. If you want to, it's actually a link to this page if you want to pull it up. This is the science. Okay, print this page out and hand it to people that need to understand this. Ivermectin for COVID-19, 53 trials, 428 scientists, 17,582 patients, 27 randomized controlled trials. That's the gold standard that the medical community uses. 85% improvement in 14 prophylactics trials, 81% improvement in 19 early treatment trials, 43% improvement in 20 late treatment trials, 76% improvement in 19 mortality results, 64% improvement in 27 randomized controlled trials. This is the stuff that defeats the lie in the scientific.
So, Craig, here's the thing. Again, Craig. It's not a virus because ivermectin doesn't kill viruses. Folks, do you understand this? It's not a virus. This is a deworming. Ivermectin is for worms, for parasites, folks. Folks, do you understand this? Do you understand it's not a virus? Do you understand this is not a virus? We'll say it again. It's not a virus. Now, listen, laugh at me all you want. I'm going to tell you something. One of the things that we're facing now is what they call shedding. Shedding. In other words, you're going to get, they're telling us, Dr. Sherry Timpenny and those in the know say, listen, you are going to get something worse from those around you who have been vaccinated. It's creating a process called shedding. Shedding. That's why I say this. Because if they're not going to let you take hydroxychloroquine, you better have something that you're going to be able to take if this shedding process happens again, and it's a parasite and not a virus.
Hey, Coach, can I say one more thing?
Please do.
Okay. They took this information to two agencies. We all hear their names. World Health Organization, they blew it off. National Institute of Health, they blew it off. They did their tests because they made the test not work, and they say, well, we've already tested it, and we're not going to listen to it.
Amen. There's an agenda going on, folks. Hey, I wonder why Bill Gates is getting divorced. Huh. Wonder why that would be. Something going on there. Hang on, man. Coach, you're just muddy in the water. Let me get Debbie Perkins in here real quick, Dale, because Debbie is a hospital administrator. What do you got to add to us today, Debbie?
Well, just because I myself has been, I'm a victim of the shedding. And what happens is that it implants a protein through their breath and air. And for women, what it does is it causes you to shed your uterine lining, which wow. causes miscarriages, which causes menstrual cycles in 70 and 80 year old women, which causes a lot of spontaneous things. And it even affects men and their fertility. So that's what's happening in one area. And I know because I had it happen to me. So that's why I'm not flying, because every time I flew with somebody and I would talk to them, they'd all taken the vaccine for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. So Stephanie aware. Says it's a bio chimera weapon. We don't want to believe this, folks. Folks, this is so not a virus, folks.
If you want to get some updates, do the Mike Adams update on his Brighteon channel. He will he goes every day for an hour or so. And he is really on top of what's happening and the effects of it, and especially the shedding. So,
thank you, Debbie. Come on in, Dale.
Hey, brother. I want to clear the air a little bit. My wife is not against what we were kind of just poking a little fun with.
I got you, man.
Really, because brother, we have to do our homework on this. So we're going to be at the hospital today. She got two medical degrees, was going to be a doctor. She's like a nurse practitioner. She's worked the ICU, and she's going to go in and she's going to do the study, because she says what's important with any medicine is the milligram breakdown. That's all. So she's going to find some information out. So there's nothing wrong with that. It was just a poke fun chat that was out
there. No, I got you. Folks, here's what I'm saying. What do you do 6 months from now when there's another outbreak and they say, can't have any ivermectin? That's why I'm getting it.
Yeah, well, so we already copied the link, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing, because she's talked with the frontline doctors. And so we got the hydroxychloroquine, we got the ivermectin. So here's the other thing. We got to not only stop calling this thing this virus, but we have to stop calling it a vaccination.
That's right.
This is what we did with the pro-life thing, that Roe versus Wade is the law of the land. We keep calling this a vaccination. A vaccination, when you get a polio vaccination, it prevents you, period, from getting polio. Amen. This shot doesn't prevent
it's
you
an
from
injection.
Getting any.
It's an injection.
I call it an idiot injection. It Amen. Doesn't prevent you from getting anything.
Other than stupid. Come on in, Paul Webb. Paul Webb and Joe Allen. Sorry, trying to get everybody new in it. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning, guys. Just a couple things. First of all, Ricky has an awesome testimony. And
unbelievable.
Just let you know, his spirit is strong.
Amen.
Physically,
Amen.
But his spirit is strong. And second of all, with what Brett was talking about, I heard a story yesterday. A guy was talking with a manager at Publix, and he said that, he asked me about the mask, and the guy said, yeah, I know, this is a bad thing. He said, what's happened is people in the beginning complained, like 2% of the people complained to the upper echelons.
Yep.
So a lot of these big box stores, they're continuing the policy because a couple people complained.
And
organized to complain. So what he was saying is for people that in that area, write letters to the management, tell them that you're offended that these employees are forced to wear masks.
Amen.
And, so that's what's there.
Stand up and push back. Stand up and push back. Joe Allen, come on in. Then Joanne.
Hey, Coach, I've been trying to get in when you started talking about this stuff. We had bad weather here. But my wife's like Dale's wife. And since 1984, she's been a nurse. And she reads all kinds of medications with her patients. This ivermectin, I have 10 vials of that. There's also fish medicine that you can get antibiotics.
It's a parasite, folks. It ain't a virus. Right.
You read on the prescription of these meds for animals, it's the same thing they give the humans. Same identical.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joe. Come on in, Joanne.
Yeah, my thought is, what about diatomaceous earth, food grade diatomaceous earth? I think they use
ma'am.
That for warming.
Yes, ma'am.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Food grade diatomaceous earth. That's another product that helps get rid of worms. So I'm not sure if that would work. It's not. It's not a medical.
Folks, listen. I want you to hear me. I'm not telling you to go out and get this stuff and take it. Yeah, do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm telling you? All right. Hope you do. Let's see. New one. Rochelle's new one. Let's get her in there. Roger, if you. Yeah.
Good morning, team. Yeah, I have heard of people taking heartworm or a dewormer medication even for cancer for a long time. Anyway, I remember when COVID-19 first came out, and I can't remember which drug company he worked for, but he was over in the UK, and he said that they already had the vaccine, quote unquote, and it was not a vaccine. It was for sterilization. And then what you guys are referring to is the spike protein. That's what they're shedding this, that it attaches to. And there's also been some doctors coming out now talking about how the test kits, you should be able to test for a virus just in your mouth, but this test kits that they're using, they're actually breaking your brain blood barrier. And somebody, right. One of the doctors was looking at the Q-tips, and that's not cotton on the end of those Q-tips. All he was saying was, don't take the test. If you're going to take a test, which I wouldn't recommend, but if you are, don't take the kind where they're shoving it up your nose. They could be shoving something else up your nose.
Unbelievable. Come on, Roger, if you want in, man, come on. I don't know if your hands just up. Nope. Well, let's double back up to Patrick. Well, yeah, there's Roger. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Dave, real quick. One thing that Jeff may not share, and I'll be careful sharing it, but there were others who visited Ricky and released him to die.
Yes.
You know, hey, if you want to go,
yep,
baby.
Yep,
with us. And what was happening with other people was the encouragement, the advocacy, just as you said, and now we're bearing fruit of that advocacy. But be very careful. There's a lot of people that don't mind if you die.
Amen. They think good word, Roger. Okay, let's go back. Patrick, come on back in.
So, Coach, I just wanted to say, look, I think as far as the attire thing goes, like if anybody says to me that they have an opinion on whether I should or should not wear a mask, either way, in public, probably that person's getting smacked in the mouth. And I'm just saying, because you do not have any right to tell me what I should or should not wear, okay, on my face, right? I may wear stupid things on my face. I think that it's stupid for people to wear Yankees caps on their head. But, you know, I accept the fact that they may do that. You know what I mean?
Your face, your choice, right? Your face, your choice.
Right. So, but this is a problem with the right wing. You have to admit this. Like, Tucker Carlson is telling people to run around and call child protective services on people who have their kids wearing masks. Well, if somebody tells my child what they're supposed to wear, they're going to catch a beating. That's just the reality of the fact. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So I really can't understand the whole, right-wing Republican libertarian attitude when it comes to what other people wear on their face. I mean, mind your own business, can we please?
I'm with you, Patrick, but I would say this. Probably a lot of people are just, they're being bold trying to wake people up. Otherwise, I agree with you, right? Otherwise, you know, they're flying in the face of that narrative. That's what I would say. Bobby Lee just jumped in there. Bobby's a new one. Get in there, Bob.
All right, Patrick. First time I've met you here. I've got to answer that. Listen, the left is having their way with us in every way that you can imagine. And this most big thing is these masks. It's relentless. Respectfully, Patrick. please, I want somebody to snipe me or attempt to. All right.
Yeah.
All of that said, I'm out. I got stuff written on the back of my truck. When I walk in and I see people in front of me without the mask, I'm clapping my hands, being boisterous, thanking everybody for not wearing the mask. I am in the face of the mask wearers every day. Love you, Patrick.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. Let's tell the story. Last Wednesday when that doctor came and talked to me and Vicky, we were about 18 inches away from him. As soon as he came in and started talking to us, pulled that mask down around his throat. Yesterday, and boy, I pulled mine down, standing with him. And yesterday he came in talking to all of us. What did he do first thing? Boom, pulled that mask down around his throat. And I'm like, Pastor Bill, do you see that? And he said, I seen it.
Okay, real quick, I got to throw this in. Naomi Wolf at the bottom for me, Spencer, if you can. The last email I sent you. And then go to the 12-minute and 40-second mark. I got to show you this. I got this from Mike Heath this morning. Naomi Wolf, I don't know if you know who she is. But doesn't matter. She shows up. Here's what's going on. This is why our state houses are closed. They do not want to meet with the people, okay? Naomi Wolf is pretty much a pretty nicely known, lack of a better term, reporter. So they show up at Governor Janet Kill's office. And just watch this. It's about a minute 30. By the way, can I say this, okay? I'm so sick and tired of sissy men. Sissy men. That's all it is. Just watch this sissy man. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Naomi Wolf. Wave, if you prefer. I'm the Daily Clout.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to understand better why Representative McNeely, who is tasked with representing her constituents to the governor, has been knocking on the governor's door for months and months and can't get
in. You're with the media?
Yeah, they're with you.
Okay, well, you are welcome to reach out to our press secretary and then go through that process, because that's how we answer questions to the media.
You don't talk to reporters directly anymore?
I don't. No, I sure don't.
Why not?
You can talk to... Because we have lots of stuff. We don't all talk to the press.
I can now stay in the
community. Okay, you can shut it off. You get the point, right? You get the point. We cannot meet with these people. They're doing it to us on purpose, my friends. The state houses are locked down on purpose, my friends. The Capitol's locked down on purpose, my friends, because they don't want to have to face their constituents, right? Right? Roger's right. COVID has destroyed our representative republic. It's destroyed it. And so you get sissy guys like this. Oh, you have to go through the press secretary. No, we want to know what the hell's going on here, dude. Can you just tell us what the hell's going on, right? This kind of stuff we're up against. Oh, my goodness. I got a bunch of people that still want to jump in here, and I'm going to go to Jack McCarthy. Hurry up, Jack.
Okay. The reason that's going on is that those representatives don't even know the law. Article 1, right. Section 15 of the Maine Constitution, people have a right at all times. There's no parentheses that says unless there's a flu. In an orderly and peaceful manner to assemble, to consult upon the common good, give instructions to their representatives.
Folks,
we don't do that. Those representatives right there, I was right there. I said, Shelley, you haven't even read the law. You should have stood on this and you don't know it.
She doesn't know the law. Hey, Spence, real quick, throw back up there the protocol. That's what it says, protocol. Friends, I'm going to leave this on the screen right now as we close down. We'll put it in the chat. This is the protocol. Please hear me. I think there's another round coming, friends. I think there's another round coming. Here is the protocol, prevention and early outpatient treatment protocol for COVID-19. Put it in the chat so people can download it, right? Download it. Folks, there's something wicked going on in the midst of us right now. And here's the good news. The good guys are beginning to awaken. The good guys are beginning to awaken. But we need to equip ourselves with information that is not rumor-based. I put another great video up on, I don't know if Jared got it up yet, on our site. I'm not trying... I promise you here, we're not just flying by rumors. I do research on what we try to do. I've got a protocol. Throw it up there real quick. The ivermectin protocol, put that up there real quick. You make your own decision. I don't care. I don't care whether you take it. I don't care what you do. I'm just trying to bring information to you. You guys are going to have to decide on your own. Is it safe for animals and humans? There's an article. Put it in the chat so people can get to it and make their own decisions. Got to run. I'm going to be a grandpa again. I'm going to be a grandpa again. How about that? God bless you, folks. God bless you, Lord. Thank you for Ricky Miller. Thank you for roots like Jeff Klein. Build more roots, Lord. Take us deeper, Lord. Take us deeper. In Jesus' name. God bless you. See you tomorrow.